I've met loads and loads of people throughout it. You know, some of the biggest people I've met, you know, actors and actresses, Tony Curtis, all that crowd. I met them, you know, sat down, had dinner with them all, drank, talked. Because I was always included, you know, Ringo always included you. You weren't just like, sit in a car and wait for me, you know, you were part of the gig, you know, you're included. I met a lot of people, but, you know, even, you know, and it sounds facetious, but Ringo was a lovely man. Taught me a lot as well. Got a lot of wisdom. Sounds like, you know, I'm sucking up or, you know, whatever, but I'm not. Because he knew I was a bastard as well. You know, I didn't mind shouting at him. He'd shout at me and I'd shout back, you know. Where have you been, you bastard? Oh, mind your own business. You know, stuff like that. You know, rah, rah. We go, all right, we've got to be here. Come on, let's go. You know, and then we just go and do what we had to do, you know. But, you know, it's more like your older brother. But he wasn't that much older than me, you know. But he'd obviously done a lot more than I had, you know. He's a lot richer for starts, you know. So he had a few bucks. He had a big advantage over me, that's for sure. But, you know, he treats people. Yeah, he's still my fave. And know the Beatles. Well, yeah, so what? I did. You know, some guys will go, you know, but I had a life. So I better sell this bloody book so I can get back to where I should be. Buy myself a Bentley.